Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu.
Let's start on the Cape, where some communities actually want to speed up the state's reopening process. One of those communities is Yarmouth, whose Board of Selectmen recently passed a resolution allowing businesses to conduct normal operations, quote, without fear of local repercussions. Here to discuss with us is Dan Knapik, Yarmouth's Town Administrator. Dan, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you, Chris. It's a pleasure to be on the show.
So let me start by asking you about this resolution. Specifically, what does it do?
Well, so there was a lot of discussion. It's a 3-2 motion, and the majority is wanted to send the sentiment to Boston that we need to speed up reopening. We only have about an 8 to 10 week window to make revenue for these small businesses. These are family-owned operations, and the selectmen felt frustrated that more wasn't going on in that arena, and we felt that these are the governor's orders, and perhaps the governor should then be responsible for enforcing those. And I think that was the general sentiment to discuss about that they didn't want to send the wrong message to people in that there isn't potentially a ramification from a state agency that could enforce the order. And they also recognize that the Board of Health in town has its own obligation to protect the public's health, and they would also be subject to enforcement by the Board of Health. So it was more a matter of a motion crafted, I think, out of the need to get something moving up in Boston. And in Barnstable County, sentiment of the majority was that we shouldn't be treated like Boston.
Right. We're having a little bit of trouble with the audio, obviously, on a cell phone, but those are some of the challenges we face in the age of COVID. Have you seen actual businesses that the state has not given the green light to, like bowling alleys or bars or something of that nature? Are any of those businesses actually opening without state approval?
I'm not aware of any, and I would add indoor pools. Yarmouth has the largest concentration of indoor pools on the Cape. There's 33 of them. So in resorts and hotels with the indoor pools, those owners are very frustrated that they can't open those up. And they've told us that they think they can do that safely.
So I'm curious how this works now. You said that the local Board of Health has to act on behalf of the state. So if someone files a complaint with the local Board of Health, say there is a bar that decides to open despite the fact that the state has not given that green light, will that complaint be taken to state authorities? What is the procedure after this resolution?
Well, so when reopening began, the state issued directives to local enforcement entities about how that should go. And it's essentially a three-tiered approach. One is on the first visit, it should be an educational event, like a verbal warning, if you will. And then if you get a second one on that facility, that should be escalated to a written warning. And then the third one is the one in which a local municipality could generate a fine structure. So right now, when we get a complaint, the staff investigates it. We have a dialogue with the owner. We find out what the details are. And in the instances in which it might have been a premature opening, we issue them the verbal warning. And they've been good about understanding, but they wanted somebody to vent their frustration to.
So if there was a business that opens without getting the approval, would the town issue a fine? I'm assuming you haven't issued any fines as of now.
No, we have not issued any fines. And like I said, I think when we do visit those businesses that have done a bit of a jump start, they have listened to what the instructions are from the town, and they've conducted themselves going forward with the understanding that there could be penalties associated with that, and we haven't had any further follow-up problems. But we do make sure they know that the state is also able to come in, and not only the state police or the state health department, but the Alcoholic Beverage Control Commission and also the State Department of Labor could also all come in on these complaints, because those complaints often go to those state agencies from the public as well.
I'm curious if you worry at all that this sends mixed messages to folks who are trying to figure out how to navigate life during a pandemic. You have orders to wear face masks when you can't socially distance coming from the governor. But then if Yarmouth is saying, if you feel you can open safely, go ahead and open. Do you worry that that downplays the seriousness of the situation?
Well, so interestingly, last night's conversation with the board came a week after the first motion had passed, and there was a time in which we received dozens and dozens of emails, and the majority of which were critical of that decision. And in that time, I think it became apparent that perhaps the motion, as it was intended, did not get received, or it was received by some parts of the public like it was a carte blanche to open up and you didn't need any controls. And, you know, that was not at all the intent of the board. It was more a matter of, you know, we've got a critical situation here. And I try to tell people the board for months had been grappling with cutting the budget and reducing local receipts by $6 million. And so when you drove up and down the town streets and all the Cape towns from March till June, you know, all the hotels, the motels, the restaurants were empty. And, you know, when you think about what the receipts are going to look like when the books close, it's devastating to our towns. And so I think the selectmen in that background were very frustrated at the progress of opening things, because the owners here, all families, there's no real chain entities once you get to our region of the Cape and beyond. They're in fear of losing their businesses and their livelihood. So I think to a large point, the board made mention that, you know, people have got the information now about wearing masks and social distancing. And certainly if you don't want to be part of the public engagement activities, then you can stay at home. But businesses need to do what businesses need to do. And I think it's a bit of a complicated message in that it can be heard in different ways, but certainly the board didn't intend people to just blatantly break the law, if you will.
Yeah, Dan, I totally hear you on the economic concerns and understand there's real people with livelihoods at stake here. It is interesting that so much of your economy is based in tourism. I know Bruce Murphy, the Yarmouth Health Department director, told Cape Cod Times that they're going to enforce the governor's reopening plan. He said, quote, everybody is coming down to the Cape and you want to keep them safe. How do you think about that as a community? I know you have low infection rates right now, but as a community based on tourism, how are you thinking about safety as we head into the summer months?
Well, so I had the pleasure of traveling off Cape on Friday night, and what I would tell you is driving off Cape and seeing what was coming on Cape, you would never know we were in the middle of a worldwide pandemic. The traffic backup was ungodly. And that being said, I think there's, you know, amongst the full-time residents in the Cape towns, there's a deep concern. There's a fear about the onslaught of visitors, and I think many of the proprietors of businesses that cater to those visitors feel confident that they have measures in place that will mitigate any problems associated with transmission. That being said, as a town and as a government, we're kind of caught in between, and you know, the beaches are already being overcrowded, and I had some calls over the weekend at the field about that. And you know, we just know that as the, you know, we got the 4th of July coming up, that's a huge week here. There's probably going to be not a facility on the Cape that doesn't push the envelope as it relates to, you know, what are the good norms today for mask wearing and social distancing. So it's going to be a real challenge to protect those folks that that just don't want to comply necessarily, or those business establishments that aren't assisting us in compliance. So there's a certain amount of trepidation, I think, amongst the town leadership.
All right. Well, best of luck to you. Stay safe. Really appreciate you joining us today. That's Yarmouth Town Administrator Dan Knapik. Dan, thanks for the time.
Absolutely, Chris. Take care now.